If you've watched TV in the last month, you've probably seen them.
But when you're electing the comptroller, vote for the accountants.
I'll do what Washington won't do. I'll secure our border.
As lieutenant governor, I'll fight for you.
Every election cycle, political hopefuls pour millions of dollars into campaign ads. In statewide contests this year, more than $500 million was spent across the U.S. At last check, $62 million in Texas alone. But what does all of this advertising add up to?
I don't want to say it's everything, but it is enormous. It is incredibly important.
Jennifer Stevens is a former political strategist who worked for the likes of George W. Bush, Rick Perry, and John Cornyn. Though she's a believer in the power of ads, every smart strategy employs what you might call the Texas two-step. Step one, get comfy.
Shots at the person in a personal perspective, so family or maybe a sporting event or maybe at their home.
I'm an early riser, always have been, and I know a thing or two about hard work.
In his initial TV spot, Glenn Hagar looked nothing like the numbers guy one might expect of a candidate running for state comptroller.
Glenn Hagar's bio ad, he's working on a tractor, he's supposed to, that the imagery of that is he rolls up his sleeves, knows how to take care of things himself, self-sufficient, you know, that sort of stuff, that personal side of you.
Ah, but then comes step two. The second round of spots, popularly known as the attack ad.
So that's when you see sort of the headline from a newspaper across the screen, and then another headline from another newspaper crosses the screen.
Letitia Vanderpute's spot targeting Dan Patrick in the lieutenant governor's race was a classic example of an attack ad.
Which Dan Patrick should we trust?
I'm really concerned about the dropout rate in our inner cities, and so we cut education.
The Dallas Morning News writes, even Republicans describe him as untrustworthy.
Those are good attack ads because then it's not sort of you attacking, but it's, you know, in the words of this newspaper or in the words of this reporter, this person did these horrible, horrible things.
Let's get back to that $62 million Texas politician spent on ads this year. The Center for Public Integrity says only one other state spent more, Florida. But unlike Florida, where the bulk of that money comes from party contributions, because of state law, Texan politicians have much more freedom to spend money raised by individual donors. Either way, is it money well spent? Nick LaSorsa is a UT professor who specializes in political communications.
I don't think that people necessarily buy the ads. Most people know which candidate they're likely to support, and we don't pay a lot of attention to the ads. Occasionally, an ad might have a significant effect, but I don't think that happens in the vast majority of election campaigns.
LaSorsa says that while historically there may be one or two ads in U.S. history considered to be game changers, such as LBJ's 1964 Daisy ad, they're memorable because they're the exception, not the rule. Take this year's governor's race.
A guy in a wheelchair can move faster than traffic on some roads in Texas.
When Republican Greg Abbott made a TV pitch sitting in his wheelchair alongside traffic at a standstill, superficially it was more of a bio ad than an issue ad. This is who I am. This is what I care about. But it was perhaps the first time in his political career that he used his wheelchair as a campaign prop. For that alone, some called it memorable. When his Democratic opponent Wendy Davis used a wheelchair in one of her ads, even fellow Democrats called it an attack, but disagreed on its fairness.
A tree fell on Greg Abbott. He sued and got millions. Since then, he spent his career working against other victims.
Although the wheelchair ads of 2014 may be remembered someday by hardcore Texas political wags, it's hard to find anyone right now who thinks either spot moves a political needle either way. In the end, that may be more of an illustration of how divided our political system is than a demonstration of the power of campaign ad spending. In Austin, I'm Alon Stevens for the Texas Standard.